Siddur Snippets is sponsored by Renee Jack Nussbaum, Lilo Nishmas, Aldo Bas Yehuda Tzvi. We are towards the end of Ashrei. We're up to the pasuk of Shomer Hashem Eskolo Avav. And when we last left off, I challenged you with a question, which I'm sure all of you stayed up all night thinking about and investigating, though none of you contacted me. Shomer Hashem Eskolo Avav, Hashem protects, He safeguards all those who love Him. V'eskolo Rishayim Yashmid, and all those who are wicked, He eliminates, He destroys. We mentioned, in contrast to the previous pasuk, Ritzon Yireav Ya'aseh, the will of those who fear Him, those who have awe of Him, He does. So in back-to-back pesukim, we have a reference to those who live with an awe, a sense of either Yiras HaRomamos or Yiras HaOnash, fear of punishment, or awe and reverence of Hashem's greatness. And in our pasuk, we have those who love Him. Which is greater, a relationship with Hashem based on love or based on awe? Not a simple question. We once spent an hour and a half Shabbat Shuvah Drasha together investigating it. But I'll tell you, the Ramban expresses his opinion. And the Ramban says the answer can be found in a principle in Halacha. We know that we have mitzvahs aseh, we have positive commandments, and we have mitzvahs los aseh, we have negative commandments. What happens when there's a conflict between an aseh and a los aseh? You want to wear tzitzis, but the tzitzis have shatnez. You're not allowed to wear a mix of shatnez. But there's a mitzvah to wear tzitzis. One example, and there are countless. What is the principle of rule in halacha? Asay, dochel los asay. Says the Ramban, mitzvahs asay, positive commandments, they come from love. Hashem says, if you love me, here's the proactive, here's the initiative, here's the way to express it, here's the way to show it. Love is not an adjective, love is a verb. Love is not a feeling, love are a set of actions. Hashem says, if you love me, here are mitzvos aseh, positive ways in which you can show it. Los aseh's negative commandments, God says, if you have awe of me at a high level or fear of me at a low level, then you'll be very careful what you do. Here are my rules, here are the boundaries, here are the expectations, here are the conditions. Don't violate them. Keep them. So if I have a conflict between a mitzvos aseh, which is love, and a mitzvos los aseh, which is yira, which is awe or fear, aseh doche los aseh, love supersedes fear. Says the Ramban, you see from this halachic principle that love is even greater than fear. Now fear, of course, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, the beginning of wisdom. You have to have fear, you have to have a healthy foundation of awe. But what we strive for at the higher level is a sense of ava or love. So many commentators point out, that's what's going on here in this pasuk. If you have yirav, you have awe or fear of God, Ritzon Yirav Ya'aseh, it's a very high level. To walk around with a consciousness, a mindfulness that Hashem is involved in our lives, He has expectations of us, I better not fail Him. I'll be held accountable to Him. To walk around with a healthy sense of yira, yira shemayim, that's extraordinary. And therefore, ritzon ya'aseh, Hashem is going to care about what you want. But you know what's an even higher level? Shomer Hashem eskolo avav. To be safeguarded, to be protected, to be cared for, to merit Hashkacha Pratis, divine protection, divine providence, to merit Shomer Hashem Eskolo Avav, that He watches out and that He protects us, that's an even higher level, because that's a reflection that Ava is greater than Yira. The Siddur Agra, the Siach Yitzchak, states that the Pasuk itself can, I wouldn't say resolve, this may be an overstatement, but can give an insight into an age-old dilemma or quandary, which is, why do bad things happen to good people? Theodicy. Why do bad things happen to good people? Why do good things happen to bad people? Says the Siach Yitzchak, we're mistranslating the word shomer. Shomer Hashem Eskolo Avav doesn't mean in this world. We see good people and they don't look like they merit divine protection. They're not protected from illness or financial crisis or relationship collapse. They're not protected from all kinds of urgencies and emergencies. Where's the Shomer Hashem? And you see bad people who are not ohavav, they don't love God, they don't adjust their lives to meet Hashem's expectations, and yet they look like they've got all the protection in the world. So says the Siach Yitzchak, we're mistranslating the word shomer. Shomer here doesn't mean in this world. Shomer means for the world to come. For the world to come. That which ohavav, Hashem holds, He safeguards, He means, if we are ohavav, if we show Hashem that we love Him in this world, He banks that love. And we have a lichtig Gan Eden. We have an incredible world to come waiting for us. Maybe in this world we can't work it all out. Maybe it doesn't make sense. Maybe we can't resolve the age-old problem of theodicy, of bad things happening to good people and good things happening to bad people. But that's because this world doesn't operate according to our rules. We have a finite vision. Shomer Hashem means he safeguards for the world to come. Everyone will get what's coming to them in the world to come. If you're Ohavav, Shomer, he says he's banking. You'll get what you do, you'll get what you deserve, if not in this world, in that world to come. And Rishayim Yashmid, the Rishayim who are not Yashmid, don't worry. In the world to come, the Rishayim get what's coming to them as well. You see this beautiful translation of the word Shomer by the story of Yosef and his brothers. Because when Yaakov is inconsolable over Yosef's destiny, the Pasuk says, Ve'aviv Shamar es Hadavar. What does the word Shamar there mean? He safeguarded, he protected, he had it in a lockbox. What does Aviv Shamar es Hadavar? So Rashi quotes Chazal, Shamar means with anticipation, with longing for the future, with a sense of hope. Shamar means not to safeguard as in to physically protect, but it means to hope for the future. The Apdarav in his Oiv Yisrael says that's what we learn from here, what it means to be a Shomer Shabbos. To be a proper Shomer Shabbos is not to keep Shabbos on Shabbos. To be a Shomer Shabbos is all week long to look forward to Shabbos. To be a Shomer Shabbos on Shabbos, halacha demands of you that you have to keep Shabbos. Question is, are you a Shomer Shabbos Sunday through Friday? Are you looking forward to and longing and anticipating and waiting for Shabbos? That's what it means to be a Shomer Shabbos, says the Apter of the Oiv Yisrael. And you see that from this pasuk, Va'aviv Shamar Sadavar. That's what the Siach Yitzchak says. That's what it means, Shomer Hashem Eskolo Avav. Not in this world. We can make more sense of it if we believe and recognize that we'll get what we're due, the Ohavav and the Rishayim, in the world to come.